trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12.
Doing his best. My baseball team was playing a very important game. My team was behind by one run in the last inning. There were two outs, and the bases were loaded. I was waiting for my turn to bat. Unfortunately, the batter ahead of me struck out, and we lost the game. Many of the other players on my team got angry. Some even threw their gear in the dugout. I felt sorry for the player who struck out. I knew he must have felt terrible. I put my arm around his shoulder and said, "It's okay. You did the best you could." He felt much better, and so did I. Corey S., age 11, Georgia.
Friendly invitations. I like to invite my friends to church activities. When my friends come, they have a fun time and see the different things we do in our church. Sometimes they ask questions about the church, and sometimes their parents ask my mom and dad about what we believe. I feel good when I share the gospel with my friends. Bryce D., age 11, Arizona.
Lost and found. While lining up to return to class, a classmate found a CTR ring on the ground. He asked if anyone wanted it. I knew what CTR stood for and wanted to keep the ring. I wore it for the rest of the day. At home, I told my mom what happened. I thought she'd be excited for me. I was surprised when she said I should return it to the lost and found. She said it wasn't my ring, and someone might be looking for it. I didn't want to give up the ring. Later that night, I said a prayer, asking Heavenly Father to help me make the right decision. The next day at school, I put the ring in the lost and found. I felt really good inside. Audrey A., age 9, Colorado.
Nice language. One day, my teacher gave me and my best friend a social studies assignment. While we were working together, I noticed my friend taking the Lord's name in vain. I knew Heavenly Father would want me to do something about this. I asked her to use nicer language, and after that day, my friend didn't use the Lord's name in vain anymore. I am glad I chose the right and set a good example for my friend. Caitlin L., age 11, Kentucky.
Willing to change. When my ballet teacher showed us what our costume would look like for the spring recital, my sister and I knew it wasn't modest. We decided to talk to our ballet teacher and explain that we were not comfortable wearing that costume. We told her we would not be able to be in the recital unless the costume was modest. My ballet teacher agreed to change the costume so it would be modest. I was glad I talked to my teacher about it and that she was willing to make the changes to the costume so my sister and I could be in the recital. I know it was the right thing to do. Alexis J., age 7, Texas. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.